Welcome to another edition of Prayers Before Dawn. Mark 1:35 tells us, "Rising very early before dawn, he left and went off to a deserted place where he prayed." It is our mission to devote this weekly podcast to prayer requests. We will give an email address and phone number to submit your prayer requests later in this podcast. Let's start now with a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, as the sun rises and a new day begins, we humbly come before you in prayer. Fill our hearts with gratitude for the gift of life and the blessing that surround us. Grant us strength and wisdom to face the challenges ahead. Guide our thoughts, words, and actions so that they may reflect your love and bring hope to others. May your grace and peace be with us throughout the day. In your holy name, we pray. Amen. Thank you for praying with me and my prayer partner, Deanna, today. Our first request is from Scott Sanders. "Please pray for me. I've been battling depression for so long. Please remind God I'm still here." Heavenly Father, we lift up Scott to you, knowing that you see him, love him, and have never left his side. Lord, in the depths of his struggle and with depression, he longs to feel your presence, your peace, and your comfort. Remind him, O God, that he is not forgotten, that he is precious in your sight, and that you hold him close even when the darkness feels overwhelming. Your word says, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit." Psalm 34, verse 18. Father, draw near to Scott. Let him feel your love wrap around him like a warm embrace, bringing your healing to his weary heart and renewing his spirit. Lord, you promised in Isaiah 41, verse 10, "Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Uphold Scott, Lord. Strengthen him when he feels weak. Remind him that his life has purpose and that you have a plan for him, and that even in the hardest moments, you are working all things together for good. Romans 8, verse 28. Jesus, you are the light of the world. John 8, verse 12. Shine your light into the shadows of his heart. Lift the heaviness that burdens him and replace it with the peace that surpasses all understanding. Philippians 4, verse 7. Surround him with people who will encourage, support, and pray for him. Let him know he is not alone. We trust in your love, your faithfulness, and your power to heal. Thank you for hearing our prayer, Lord. We ask all this in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
This is from Megan. "Please pray that God removes anything that is not of him in me and my family's minds, hearts, souls, and spirits, and lives. Thank you." Heavenly Father, we lift up Megan and her family in prayer. Lord, they seek to be fully yours, to have their minds, hearts, souls, and lives purified and aligned with your will. We ask that you remove anything that is not of you, every thought, desire, habit, or influence that leads them away from your truth and love. Your word says, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me." Psalm 51:10. Lord, cleanse them from the inside out. Fill their hearts with your peace, their minds with your wisdom, and their spirits with your presence. Let no darkness remain, for the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Jesus, you taught us to pray, "Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." Matthew 6:13. Protect Megan and her family from anything that seeks to draw them away from you. Strengthen them to walk in righteousness, to reject anything contrary to your will, and to cling to what is good. Romans 12:9. Holy Spirit, dwell in them richly. Renew their minds so that they think on whatever is true, noble, right, pure, lovely, and admirable. May their lives be a reflection of your grace, filled with love, joy, and peace. We thank you, Father, for hearing this prayer and for the work you are doing in Megan and her family. We trust in your perfect plan and love for them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
From Anonymous, my whole family and I have had a bad sickness. Please pray that our cough eases and our voices come back. This sickness going around is definitely a struggle. Heavenly Father, we lift up this family to you, asking for your healing touch upon them. Lord, you are the great physician, and nothing is beyond your power. Please bring relief from their sickness, restore their voices, and ease their cough. Let your healing flow through their bodies, driving out every illness and strengthening their immune systems. Your word promises, "I am the Lord who heals you," Exodus 15, verse 26. And we stand on that promise today. Father, breathe your life-giving strength into them, renewing their health and restoring their energy. Let their lungs be clear, their throats be soothed, and their voices return strong. Give them rest and comfort as they recover, and surround them with your peace that surpasses all understanding. Philippians 4, verse 7. May this time of struggle draw them closer to you, knowing that you are with them, holding them in your care. We thank you in advance for their healing and restoration. May they soon be well, lifting their voices in praise of you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
This is from Megan. Please pray that my marriage is restored. Thank you. Heavenly Father, we come before you on behalf of Megan, lifting up her marriage into your loving hands. Lord, you are the author of love and the restorer of what is broken. We ask that you bring healing, reconciliation, and renewal to her relationship. Where there is pain, bring comfort. Where there is division, bring unity. Where there is hurt, bring forgiveness and grace. Your word says, "What therefore God has joined together, let not man separate." Mark 10:9. We pray that you strengthen the bond between Megan and her spouse, softening their hearts toward one another. Help them to communicate with love and understanding, to seek peace over pride, and to rebuild trust where it has been damaged. Holy Spirit, move within their marriage. Cast out any forces that seek to divide them and fill their hearts with patience, kindness, and a renewed love that reflects their love for us. 1 Corinthians 13:4-7. May their marriage be restored, not just to what it once was, but into something even stronger, built on faith, grace, and devotion to you. Lord, give Megan strength and hope as she waits on your perfect timing. Surround her with encouragement, wisdom, and peace. We trust in your faithfulness, knowing that you can do far more than we ask or imagine. Ephesians 3:20. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
From Lisa, please pray for a healing of epilepsy and salvation for my son Landon. He is back in the hospital for more neurological tests. May they find exactly where the seizures are taking place. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for your prayers. Heavenly Father, we lift up Lisa's son Landon into your loving and powerful hands. Lord, you are our healer, our comforter, and our redeemer. We ask for your divine touch upon Landon, that you bring complete healing from epilepsy and guide the doctors as they search for answers. May they find exactly where the seizures are taking place and be given wisdom and clarity in their treatment. Your word declares, "But I will restore you to health and heal your wounds," declares the Lord. Jeremiah 30, verse 17. We stand on this promise, asking that you restore Landon's health, calm his body, and protect him from further seizures. Bring peace to Lisa's heart as she waits, reminding her that you are with them every step of the way. Most importantly, Lord, we pray for Landon's salvation. Upon his heart to your love and truth, draw him close to you, that he may know the depth of your mercy and grace. Let him experience the joy and peace that comes from a relationship with you. We trust in your goodness, Lord, and we thank you in advance for the healing, guidance, and salvation you are working in Landon's life. May your will be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
This is from Natalie. Please pray for my stepfather, Paul. He is battling blood cancer. He's been in the hospital trying to get his kidneys stable, but now his liver is failing. Please pray Paul gets miracle healing. Thank you so much, and may you all be blessed. Lord, you are the God of miracles, the great physician, and the source of all healing. We ask for your divine intervention in Paul's battle with blood cancer. Strengthen his body, stabilize his kidneys, and restore his liver. Let your healing power flow through him, bringing renewed health and life where there is weakness and disease. Your word says, "Lord, my God, I called to you for help, and you healed me." Psalm 32. We call upon you now, asking for a miraculous healing for Paul. Give his doctors wisdom and clarity in their decisions, and let every treatment be effective. Surround him with your peace, Lord, and fill his heart with hope and strength. We also pray for Natalie and all who love Paul. Comfort them in their worry, strengthen them in their faith, and remind them that you are near. Help them to trust in your perfect will and unfailing love. Lord, nothing is impossible for you. Luke 1:37. We place Paul in your hands, believing that you are at work even now. May your will be done, and may your glory be revealed through his healing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
From Brandy, please keep my kids and me in your prayers. We are going through a rough time and can't even go home right now for our safety. Please pray things work out and we come out on top, and the people trying to harm us don't win, and pray for my daughter's mental health. Please, she has been through a lot. Heavenly Father, we come before you with urgent prayers for Brandy and her children. Lord, you see their struggles, their fear, and the trials they are facing. We ask for your divine protection over them. Keep them safe from those who wish to harm them. Be their refuge and fortress, as your word promises. God is our refuge and strength, and ever-present help in trouble. Psalm 46, verse 1. Surround them with your angels, shielding them from danger and leading them to a place of peace and security. Lord, we pray that every obstacle they face will be removed and that justice will prevail. May those who seek to harm them be stopped in their tracks, and may Brandy and her children rise above this hardship with strength and victory. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Isaiah 54, verse 17. And we claim that promise over their lives today. We especially lift up Brandy's daughter. Lord, you know the pain she carries and the burdens on her heart. Bring healing to her mind and spirit. Fill her with your peace that surpasses all understanding. Philippians 4, verse 7. Restore her joy, renew her hope, and remind her that she is deeply loved and cherished by you. Father, provide for all their needs. Open doors of opportunity and guide them to a future filled with your goodness and grace. Hold them close and let them feel your presence in every step they take. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. That concludes our podcast. To reach us with your prayer requests, email us at prayersbeforedawn@gmail.com. Or call us at 813-421-2014. Also, let us know of your prayer request outcomes. We hope you will join us again next week when you can hear your requests and pray along with us. Let's end with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time we've had in your presence. Help us to remember that no matter how busy our lives get, that our time with you is what matters most. Help us to carve out time for prayer and fellowship. Help us to encourage one another and point each other towards you. Help us to see our brothers and sisters as you see them. Thank you for making us all one family under you. Holy Father, we ask this in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.